Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yo, 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 welcome to NS9 post-game show. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we have the most hated man in Pittsburgh tonight. Maybe the second most hated man in Pittsburgh tonight. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
I'm back. I'm sure those people aren't tuning in this one, but I'm back.
Yeah, the guy that hates Michael A. Taylor is on this post-game show again. Yeah, how dare you?
I don't know about hate, man. But
No, it's clear you hate him. You hate him.
Apparently. All I said was that maybe, maybe not the biggest believer in it all, but hey.
Yeah.
Room for the guy.
No, listen, I get it. And I felt you both had good viewpoints on it. I, of course, side more on Jim's point, but we don't need to go too deep into that. We have a post-game show to talk about. We have a Pirates victory against the New York Yankees. Yes, it's spring training, but hey, both teams rating 12. Means nothing. Let's talk about this game a little bit. Pirates do win 6-2 tonight. You know what? It was a game that didn't feature a whole lot of people in the lineup, right? So when we're lacking a lot of post-game shows this spring training because basically the lack of broadcasts, you know, they're very sparingly. So when you do get one, you got to go live. And we got one with this lineup, and it's like, oh boy, what are we going to talk about this post-game show?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. We got something very encouraging to talk about. Maybe not a lot to talk about, right? There was a few bright spots. The few people that mattered were pretty much bright spots. But let's start with Quinn Priester because that was a bright spot.
Yeah, man. So I think back to when we were in Bradenton before Quinn Priester's first spring training start. And I believe I told you that all I want from Quinn Priester is to see some soft contact. Because at that point in my brain, thinking Quinn Priester, I'm thinking a guy that's going to have to create ground balls. He's going to have to find a way to get through some innings without the hard contact. Because truthfully, that's what we saw all last year was he would get through some innings, but it would feel like you're just waiting on that other shoe to drop. Today, Quinn Priester, 5 strikeouts, and I don't want to diminish those strikeouts there because we don't see that often from Quinn Priester. But we're talking about a guy that had 7 groundouts tonight. No flyouts. He combined everything that I think I had hoped to see out of Quinn Priester. And he combined it all into tonight.
Right.
I don't know where I'm at with him right now. I've been back and forth on him. I do believe in him a little bit, but maybe not like to the point that I did before. There's some sort of major league pitcher in that guy. It's just, I don't know yet. I don't know. I need to see some more.
That's probably the best way to put it because I feel like in this spring, we've seen every version of Quinn Priester.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I guess, maybe somewhat the frustrating part, but also encouraging part. You know, because you have been completely frustrated. And even last start's a very good outing, what I'm going to say here. you saw he was dominating what through three, I think. Just looked almost like basically like tonight, looked very, very good. So the encouraging wheels got in motion. And then that fourth inning came and it came crashing and crashing hard. And he said, well, you know what? The thing is, he looked good, right? The velocity has been encouraging all spring. Like, I will say that part. But what's Quinn Priester's biggest problem?
Was it a little bit more encouraging today?
A little bit more encouraging today.
A little bit more.
Yeah. But his biggest problem, too, is once he gets past, I mean, going through the lineup the first time around, it's been something he's been able to do. It's like once he hits the second time, and especially the third time, he just gets wrecked. And like that's what we saw last week. He got to the fourth inning and just fell apart. And it's like, well, you know what? Yeah, that's Quinn Priester. Maybe he's just an opener. I said it somewhat in jest, but you like did. Maybe he's just an opener. You know, maybe he's the 2 or 3 inning guy until like Luis Ortiz or someone else comes in. You know, they're going to have to get creative with this rotation possibly. So today, he looked really good. And I said, this is encouraging. This is what you want to see so far. What I'm more interested in is what's the second time to the lineup? And of course, third, but of course, it's spring training. We're probably never going to see a third time to the lineup, but good stuff today. He gave up one earned run. It was a home run. And Tyler, it wasn't going out of any major league ballparks.
No, no, it wasn't. But at the same time, in your brain, because I know my own brain, it's fourth inning. He gives up a home run. Are you secretly thinking like, here we go again?
Did you see my tweet? I said, welp. Because it was right before the inning when I did say what I just said right now. I tweeted it out. You want to see him go through the second time or whatnot. And
right.
It's followed up with the whelp, because you're right. I was anticipating it to fall crashing.
Yeah. Man, I guess where I'm at now is if he's able to continue to get through an order like he is at this point, like he's shown in spring training to this point, where he's really been able to be very effective the first time through an order. I really do have a hard time believing he can't, and this team can't figure out some sort of strategy to get him through a second time in this damn order.
Right.
I just can't foresee a circumstance where we can't figure out some sort of thing with Quinn Priester where we can get through a second time here, whether that be just throwing in the reverse or whatever it needs to be, but there's something there where you can't tell me that the guy can't get through 9 outs and just all of a sudden he's terrible.
Right. But at the same time, he's done it over and over and over again. And that's why like this start is encouraging. It also is spring and I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit on it. You still don't want to see more, but when you're in a battle with Ronzi, who also has some encouraging things, but honestly, more and more less encouraging that's happened so far this spring. And Luis Ortiz, like there's a battle going on for like these new rotation spots. You want to see this. Like, so again, like this was encouraging. There's still a few more weeks left. There's still some more starts. So you're going to build more sample and get more eyeballs in to find out what he is. But like last week was a stepping stone. This week, build off of it. Let's continue this, but this was very encouraging by Quinn Priester. And again, like that's as putting here 412 double play said, like the swing and miss stuff, 48% whiff rate. Like he was missing bats. That slider was nasty tonight. But like you mentioned too, the two seamer, like the velocity was there. You know, we're talking now mid March. He's hitting 96. He was sitting at 94.5, I think, is what he averaged on that. He looks much better than last year. Now, that's a very low floor, but at least he looks much better than last year.
Yeah, man. Like, you brought up a good point there, comparing him to Ortiz and Ruwanzi. We've both, I think, been on the Ruwanzi and Ortiz on opening day, and Quinn Priester's kind of been an afterthought here. Or at least they've been more on the forefront of it. Neither of them, if we look at the complete body of work here through this spring, and I know spring numbers don't really matter. If you look at the complete body of work, Quinn Priester's numbers are far and away better than both of theirs.
No, I'll give Ronzi. To me, I kind of feel like maybe him and Luis Ortiz are kind of neck and neck. But like tonight was a, we'll talk about Ortiz a little bit more.
But we're not seeing outings where they're walking four guys. Well, for Quinn Priester, we're not seeing Quinn Priester walk four guys.
Yeah.
Are we seeing him? We're not, you know what? I don't even want to say that. We're not even seeing him giving up the hard hit balls like he did last year where it's dong, 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 or this got caught. And that probably should have been a home run, or that should have been a base hit. I don't know. Give me a few weeks. Let me watch this develop.
So I think that's, again, like that's the best path to take. And that's what I'm going by encouraging, because I know what you're saying, but at the same time, his struggle has never been like the first time through the lineup getting wrecked. Like he's pretty much been effective the first time. Like he finds a way to do it, right? Like the velocity is still a concern, but he finds a way. It's just when he goes deeper into the games, he just gets wrecked. So you're not seeing that the first start because he's not like given that ability. You saw it really like last week, and that's when he got wrecked. And then today was an encouraging testament. Like he proved himself against a pretty valid Yankees lineup. I mean, Juan Soto's in there. He struck out Juan Soto, and then it was either a ground out, or it had to be a ground out because it wasn't a fly out. Then ground out to Juan Soto. So like you faced Juan Soto and you embarrassed him and got him out.
Yeah, man, that's the thing. Like you can't hide the ground outs. Like it's spring. We know what happens. The numbers are going to be up hitting wise. When you get the ball on the ground, that translates. That's going to translate to a regular season. He's just looked like a capable major league pitcher, and it's scaring me. Now, here's
why are you scared, buddy?
You know what? Here's a question I want to ask you, because if Quinn Priester were a 13th round pick with no prospect ranking, would we give a crap about him right now?
That's fair, because again, like it is spring. It's spring. It's one of those things where I was like, yeah, but it's spring. I mean, I guess I would be looking at it as, yeah, he's a 13th rounder, but hey, like this was a good Yankees lineup.
Yeah, but are we,
you know, like it doesn't
are we
mean
even
anything
thinking about him being in on the opening day roster? Because I don't think that's an option either at this point. I feel like he's still on the outside looking in, but
is he on the outside looking in? Well,
I still think he is.
That's probably fair, but I guess I just feel like at this time, no one should be on the inside.
True.
Does that like make sense?
Yeah. No, that does. Absolutely.
Like theoretically, I guess if you're going to stamp it today, you have to make the decision. Maybe. But I guess where I'm just at is like, no one should be afforded, like no one should be on the inside. Everyone should have that feeling of they're all on the outside. And I'm not ready to make that call yet, because I do need to see more, because again, like in both with Ortiz and Quinn, and again, Rowanzy, I think more, less encouraging. But like, there's been encouraging stuff, but also stuff that makes you feel very uneasy. I still need to see more out of both of them till like I feel like come the end of March, I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy decision, but I'll have more behind me to I think, make a larger stamp on who I'm ready to say who's on the inside at that point.
Yeah, I'm really glad we still have some time. Because right now, I am still very undecided.
That's the motto.
Right now, like, I don't want to say anything about, I don't want to like rubber stamp anything.
Right. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But you have been encouraged.
Yeah.
And that's more than I think that we were feeling that was going to happen. Yeah. You know, like Quinn Priester and I said it, like, he almost feels like he's closer to not being a major league player than he is being a good major league player.
Last week, I said I was about ready to give up on him.
Right. And like, I don't want to make that swing because he saw 4.2 innings today, but with the 4.2 innings that you saw today, leaves you encouraged to say, okay, let me see more. And then hopefully next week he gives you more and it's good. And you say, let me see more. And like, if it keeps continuing to build up and be good, like I guess going back to your 13th round thing, right? Quinn Priester does come with that pedigree, and Quinn Priester was like the poster boy of 2020. The hype got real for Quinn Priester, right? So like, he's been there. He's been a guy that you're expecting to. Luis Ortiz kind of came out of nowhere, but like, you saw what he brought when he got that call up and such. The issue is you haven't seen that again from Luis Ortiz. And Quinn Priester, like, you know that stuff is still there with him. Why is that velocity still getting 91, 92 last year? So now that it's back, it's like, okay, maybe that top prospect is here again. So I guess that's why you're kind of affording him that opportunity a little bit more also, because you know there was stuff there. The fastball was like an issue, but now with that two-seamer he's throwing, hitting 95 with it, hitting 96 basically with it, right? Getting kind of encouraged.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be afforded more opportunities because of where he was drafted, where he ranked in prospect lists. And you mentioned the velocity. Really, tonight's probably the first time we saw the velocity kind of peak up a little bit. Like, it improved, peaked up, but
it was noticeable.
Tonight was noticeably better.
Yes.
I'm getting back aboard the Quinn Priester train, I feel like. And last week when I said that I was about ready to give up on him, I meant, like, if he did not get through this year and he fell back into the Quinn Priester we saw last year, there wasn't much more to get out of him. This year, tonight, really all spring training, I think we've seen a Quinn Priester that looks like he's learned how to pitch a good bit, because he's been able to get these ground balls. He's kind of learned who he is a little bit, I think, and we're going to see a lot more of it. And it's March 15th.
Yeah.
I'm not getting ahead of myself, but we're seeing bits and pieces of a guy that has learned how to get some outs without being able to just blow people away. Like, we talked last night about Paul Skenes, who can just do whatever the hell he wants on the mound and he's going to get an out. Quinn Priester's not that guy. Right. But Quinn Priester's going to have to learn how to pitch. And to this point in spring training, I think we've seen some progress in him just learning how to be a pitcher in Major League Baseball. Whether it translates into the regular season, well, that's yet to be known. But to this point, it's been very encouraging.
Yeah. That's fair. And I guess to also kind of go back to the stats don't matter viewpoint, they don't. We get that, right? They don't. But what I want to say is they're starting to. And for guys that are fighting for positions, right, like, things are going to start really mattering for Quinn Priester. And that kind of starts, like, right now, because there is only two weeks left. You know, there's a lot of working with stuff. There's a lot of tinkering with things at first, right, finding some stuff. But now you're kind of in the zone of, like, there's a roster spot to be had. Do I want it or not? And there's those prove-yourself moments. And tonight was kind of one of those also. Like, this was a prove-yourself moment of there's only a few more starts left. And Rowanzi doesn't look good, right? Dowry's hurt. Maybe Rowanzi's in the bullpen. Like, maybe that's an option of maybe, you know, getting me in here as opening day roster. But yeah, like, things are going to start to matter. So these stats and numbers and the pitching, right? Like, all this stuff, the eyeball test, like, everything is starting to actually matter for Quinn Priester if he's going to be getting paid as a major leaguer or sitting in Indy as a minor leaguer.
You know what? Even, like, beyond that, we talk about opening day a lot during spring training, but opening day really doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
And where I'm going with it is that I think a good bit more comfortable with Quinn Priester coming up at some point when someone does go down, sure, than I did coming into this year.
Yeah.
Just based upon what we saw to this point.
But again, I still want to see more. But you're right. I mean, with what we're seeing tonight, again, it's very encouraging on the outlook of 2024 Quinn Priester, because now we see he can throw 96.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a little bit, I mean,
more like there might be something there.
Right. You know, that's what we're talking about. Like, if he was still throwing 92 right now.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Like, we know what this guy is. He's not good. But now there's 96 and it's like, okay, maybe this guy is good.
Yeah.
So let's find out.
Yeah. I think his stock is rising.
For sure.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So let's talk about the other end. Because again, the guy that's fighting for the rough spot, which, as you kind of alluded to, probably had the inside track, Luis Ortiz. You know, with his spring so far, it's, again, like, it's kind of been a mixed bag, but there's some encouraging things that feel like, you know, I'm not too disappointed if he makes the opening day roster. He's like the number five starter, whatever. Somebody has to. Tonight, though, I'm not going to say worrisome, but he was facing the B team of the Yankees. Right? Yeah. Quinn Priester was facing the good guys. Luis Ortiz comes in afterwards. He's facing the B squad, more or less. And to me, it was just meh. What's funny, okay, and I'm saying this like an ironic thing, like is an alarm, needs, you know, buzzers need to go off or whatever, but Quinn Priester and Luis Ortiz is basically throwing about the same velocity today. I don't know. Yeah. Like, where's the good and bad in that? Like, uh-oh, Luis Ortiz, or oh my, the good stuff, Quinn Priester. But it's like, they're basically throwing about the same, and that's not good for Luis Ortiz's game.
Yeah, it just feels like we're waiting on Luis Ortiz to come back to that point where he was 2 years ago, where it felt like this guy is electrifying.
Rip it, kid.
Holy crap, we got something here. The last 2 years, like, it's not like he's not throwing hard. He's still throwing 96, 97, but command's not there. It's one of those guys that it feels like you look at him and you think reliever.
Maybe. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's where I'm at with Ortiz at this point. And I want him to have one more shot as a starter. But watching him, it just feels like we're waiting on him to be a reliever.
Yes. But like, that's what's kind of worrisome. And like, let me go back to what you said last night. You brought this point on our game day. Like, go back to the Huntington days. Like, you talked about this farm system and the pitchers that are coming up and like the electric arms, the velocity. It's like back to the old Huntington days, right? And like, the thing about Huntington days was, you know what? It's okay to miss. If you're going to throw 100, right? It's harder to hit 100 than it is 97. And if you're a little bit erratic, like, it's almost like whatever. And I guess that's what we're kind of like feeling like with Luis Ortiz. Like you said, like 96, 97 isn't bad, but you know what's better? 99, 100.
Right.
So just do that, because that's what you were doing in 2022 when you got bumped up on all those prospect lists that made everyone go, who is this kid? Right. We got to pay attention. Now doing what you're doing, throwing 96, not even 97 really today, like 95, 96. It's just like, okay, you're just a guy. Like, you're just a guy. And you're actually not even really a guy anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting seeing what's happened to him. But also, when you look at the like grand scheme of things, he's the guy that, like, what do they call it? Like, I don't know. He was kind of a flash in the bottle there. It was fun.
It was
maybe we got a little bit too excited over a guy that didn't have the talent that.
Well,
maybe we saw for like a game or two.
When you're like Vinny and you just love the rebuilding years, right? It's because of those flashes of pants like Luis Ortiz, who comes in and you're like, wow, lightning, we got something here.
Yeah, it did feel like we had something there, but it's.
And but now.
I do still think there's something there, but it's. He's a major league pitcher, I think. Regardless, it's just. We're getting closer to the point where I feel like Luis Ortiz is going to be a bullpen arm.
And you also question, like, how good of a bullpen arm. It's not as if we're some pitchers you're talking like you know what? Like Jared Jones, I think, is a good example. Like if he, which I think he's far away from, like he's just probably a starter. But like, again, like you talk about some of the arms, like if he doesn't work out as a starter, Ashcraft, even like if he's not a starter, he could be an electric bullpen arm. I don't know if I look at Luis Ortiz saying like he's going to be. You talk about that rubber stamp. I don't know if I'm ready to rubber stamp and say Luis Ortiz could be an electric arm in that bullpen. Yeah. He might just be fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a good point because even we're watching him in spring training right now. He can't throw strikes in one-inning spurts.
Right.
Throw so strikes, like, dude.
Are you...
And you're not throwing as hard as you can.
Caminero? Or... Like,
flat out, you're not throwing as hard as you can, and you're still throwing balls.
Yeah.
And you have one inning to do it.
That's a good point. That's why I go, like, that's what frustrates me. Like, if he was sacrificing the velocity and throwing strikes, like, you might have an argument. Like, okay, this is the better version. But the problem is he's not. So just let it rip, young kid. Like, just let it rip.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you.
You saw, was it Bubba last night? Like, again, when you have the velocity and you're throwing 7 inches above the strike zone, guys are still tempted to swing at it. But if you're throwing 95, 96, they're probably going to lay off of it. Like, that's the difference we're talking about. Like, you can be erratic, but you're probably going to still get more swing and miss out of it.
It makes you wonder if it's still in the tank with them. Like, that 2022 guy that we saw at the end of the year, is that still there?
Maybe it's just
because we haven't seen it.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Yes.
You got to see it out of him at some point, other than dreaming on what we saw 2 years ago.
That's fair. What he's been this past year, and I guess a month because of spring training, is more than what he's been. Like, that's who he's been more than that 2022 guy. So maybe this is just him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm not ready to say that, but that's who we've seen.
Yeah.
So that's a fair point. I don't know.
See, there's a lot of guys here that's just put up or shut up.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out throughout the year. Like, obviously spring training is not going to be the answer for anything, but there's a lot of guys that have to make their mark here this year.
Right. Well, we talked about those two pitchers. Outside of that, like how Nicholas came in.
That happened.
He did his thing, like, okay, threw three pitches, whatever. Yeah. Right. No story there, I guess, with him. So let's get to the offensive side. A couple of multi-hit games. So Jason DeLay had a multi-hit game.
Oh, of course.
Also, Of course. Hey, he's also battling for a roster spot potentially.
He is. Now,
Grandal being injured, maybe that helps him out, but like he's maybe kind of fighting for a roster spot. And he hasn't had a good spring, relatively speaking. So he had two hits today. Jack Brannigan had two hits today and a home run. So, not that, again, like we're talking about people that move the needle, people that you're like batter this year. He's not really going to be one of them, but hey, kudos to Jack Brannigan. Yeah, he had a home run off of a major league starting pitcher.
No, I'm like interested in Jack Brannigan in general. Felt like, and I know the numbers don't support it, but it feels like every time I've watched him, he's had some pretty good at bats. Maybe it was just like me being stuck in when we were in Bradenton. It felt like he had good at bats every single time and he hit the ball hard then. And then maybe he just fell off after that. And I just kind of got out of my drunken stupor.
The problem really, just like how Ryan said, you're just way too optimistic.
That's
really
maybe
what it comes down to.
Yeah, that might be it.
I mean, obviously, after your Michael A. Taylor emergency podcast, you are clearly a very optimistic
obviously person. Everybody knows after that last podcast that I am super optimistic about everything.
Yes. Because Tyler and optimism,
they run together. Peanut butter jelly, baby.
There you go. But he's someone of interest to look out for, but he doesn't really matter for 2024. Kudos to him. What really matters is a guy like Jack Sawinski.
I love the fact you just, he doesn't matter.
But he doesn't. I mean, honestly, he doesn't. Let's be real. He doesn't. Good for him. maybe in 2025, we'll be talking to you about you a little more.
Probably not.
But for right now,
nobody cares about you, Jack.
Sorry.
Let's go on to the more important Jack.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The bigger and better Jack. Three hits tonight. Jack Swinski had three hits in a game. And you know what, Tyler? It was a close game.
You know what?
These hits mattered.
Is this not like, this is Jack Swinski. Like, coming into the day, he was not good.
And well, no, numbers. Take it back. Like, the past two games he's had, he's starting to heat up.
Okay.
The past two games
But
no, you're right. I just want to be truthful. Like, but you're right, because he's been bad, and now it seems like he's heating up.
Yeah, this is Jack Swinski. This is what you get with him. You get like four games of very good, and then you get terrible.
Right.
So if this team can figure out a way to have Jack Swinski only play when he's really good, they're in great shape.
Yeah. I wonder what the secret sauce is. Is it like game by game, or is it like I have?
Yeah, we thought we had it figured out.
I have a 10 for 20 streak in me. So it's like, if the Pirates are up, do they pull them out to save those bullets? You know, anyways, I'm just being facetious.
No, I would think about that.
Save your bullets.
At this point, like, Donato, we're talking about a guy that we spent an offseason discussing how we would only play him at home because he only hit at home.
Right. He was Aaron Judge at home.
Yeah. He's weird.
He was worse than Austin Hedges away.
He is one of the best hitters in baseball for like 4 to 5 games, and then he's awful for a month. And then he's one of the best hitters in baseball again.
Right.
For 4 to 5 games.
So here is, and again, in a semi-facetious way, right? What I've said about the addition of Michael A. Taylor, the reason I want him signed is because he actually makes a guy like Jack Swinski better without doing anything. Because with Michael A. Taylor in center field, Jack goes to right. So like automatically his defense increases. Jack becomes a better player because he's in a better spot defensively to make him a better. So like if Jim wants him to be a 3-WAR player, he has a better path of doing it now because he's in right field, where he graded out much better defensively than in center. So Jack is now a better player. And it happened. Like Michael A. Taylor signed today and didn't have to take the field and made Jack Swinski a better player. Jack goes out there and has 3 hits, a home run, 3 RBIs. The Michael A. Taylor effect is already happening, Tyler. This is why you were completely, completely wrong.
Do you know what here's my theory here. Jack Swinski is going to be amplified by Michael A. Taylor because we're going to realize how much better Jack Swinski is than Michael A. Taylor.
Whatever.
Because they both strike out at an alarming rate. That is just a dumb rate. But Jack Swinski actually like hits home runs and Michael A. Taylor just pretends to play good defense.
We're not going to go down that path again, but yeah, big day for Jack Swinski. Again, like his spring means nothing to me because he could literally go
last year.
Spring. And again, like that was his 2023 July. And he was still a 2-WAR player. Like, and we saw his spring last year. Again, we were talking like, should he be in AAA? And we saw what his year end numbers were.
Yeah.
So like, it means nothing to me. Again, I want to see more consistency out of him. I don't know if we will. It's going to matter in the season. Spring doesn't, but hey, 3 hits tonight for Jack Swinski. And no doubter. I think this was out in 22 major league ballparks. Yeah.
No, like
good game, Jack.
No, and I am way more comfortable with Jack Swinski this year because I feel like the lineup is constructed a lot better, or that you're not relying on a guy like Jack Swinski to carry them as much as really they had to last year after O'Neill Cruz went down.
Fair. Yep. Definitely deeper, definitely a lot more options. And just better. Just better overall. Michael A. Taylor adding to that.
Yeah, sure. He's going to hit nine. God, if he hits leadoff, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind.
No.
Oh, they will.
No.
They will.
No. No. But anyways. So, I don't know. Hey, we've now spent 33 minutes on a post-game where we said, what are we going to talk about tonight? True. We probably could wrap this up here. So, again, the Pirates do win 6-2. Great outing by Quinn Priester. Keep it up. Still a lot of intrigue, still a lot of question marks, but shortly we'll probably be seeing a new outfielder into the fold here, also playing some games, and let's see what this team has. Regardless, that outfield defense has improved. Whether you like Taylor's overall, how big it's overrated or whatever, Jack in right field, Taylor in center, B-Ray in left, that's a good defense. So for guys like Luis Ortiz and Rowan Z, and maybe not so much Quinn Priester, but probably Quinn Priester, that's going to help those guys out also.
Look, at the end of the day, the Pirates did get better. Not to the point that I would have liked them to. That's where I'm at.
That's fair. You can admit, and you have, they've gotten better. Your just level of excitement of the increase isn't as high as others.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Because at the end of the day, is Josh Palacios in right field starting on opening day going to be good for you? Good guy. Probably not.
Right. So there you go. So Jack Brennigan, Josh Palacios, now both of you don't matter, is what Tyler said.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Not my words, your words.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to come on podcast, that's fine.
Anyways, let's wrap this up. Let's get out of here. I do believe tomorrow we'll be back for another post game. Sunday. My bad. Sunday, we'll be back for another post game. So tomorrow, off day. I think we'll have some videos out though again tomorrow. Sunday, we'll be back. Then, of course, Starbucks on Monday. So with that said, Tyler, thank you for doing double duty. Everyone, we're out of here. Bye-bye.
He's not our scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.